A God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I'm pretty excited about the message today. It comes in response to a comment I received at the God School a couple of weeks ago. I had been teaching about Daniel's faith and the lion's den, and someone who I don't know made a comment that was likened unto this, that it takes the faith of a Daniel to survive the lion's den. My hope is not only to edify this morning, but to encourage God's people, that is, the church, that the message is not how great my faith is or how great your faith is, but how great God, in whom we have put our trust, is. And I want, therefore, to go this morning to a message to the church. It's called the Epistle to the Ephesians. And it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, not by Paul's choice, but by the will of God, to the saints, I'd like to stop there, but I'm not, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, first thing I'd have you know is, in all the original manuscripts, the word which are at Ephesus, the words which are at Ephesus are not in the originals. To the saints and the faithful in Christ Jesus. This is pertinent to all of God's church, to all the people that belong to the Lord. He says, grace, and just to let you know, we in some churches today make saints out of people who are somewhat deemed to be somewhat perfect. You know, they're all made saints after they're dead, so that nobody can point to their activities in the current life. But we make saints out of those who are perceived to be perfect. But the message says, grace, unmerited favor to you. It's not that which you earned, it's that which God provides. And peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a poor translation, folks. The word is eulogitos. We get our word eulogy, wherein at a funeral someone gives a eulogy. They speak well of he or she who has passed. It's saying this is a name of God, the good speaking God. The same phrase is used in 2 Corinthians 1:3. It says, blessed God, you logotos, the good speaking God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Where does the comfort come from? It comes from the good speaking God. We have the word gospel throughout the New Testament. In the English, it originates in a word, Godspiel, or God, or God's spell. And the church are a people who are influenced by the Word of God. As He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. This is, if you will, folks, a foundational message to the church. And Paul starts out saying, before the worlds, excuse me, before the worlds were even formed, God chose out from among those whom He didn't choose, He chose them out for Himself and placed them in Christ before the worlds were formed. Salvation begins and ends with God. And He says, before the worlds were formed, before you and I certainly were born, God chose us for Himself in Christ that we might be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. This is the God school. Today, we're putting God on display, that when you hear, your faith might be increased in how great our God is. And that in this good speaking God, we have comfort. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to read these. I hope you will listen. It says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. The word in the Greek being translated according to is kata. And it means down from, throughout, according to, toward, along, That's Ephesians 1:5. 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, that is the blood of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, Paul is putting on display this choosing out for himself, this plan of God before the foundations of the world. He's putting it together. Down from the riches of his grace, having made known, the verse 9 says, unto us the mystery of his will, down from his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. 1:11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, predestinated according to down from the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. In the 15th verse, Paul also says, wherefore I also, after I heard, that is, same word, according to, that is, word, that is, down from your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints. In the 19th verse, it says, you should open your Bibles and underline these according to's. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who faith down from the working of his mighty power. In the third chapter, third verse, it says, how that by, same Greek word, kata, how down from revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words. The seventh verse of the third chapter, whereof I was made minister according to, that is, down from the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. The 11th verse, according to, down from the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Folks, this is not generated by you. This is generated by God. In the 16th verse, that he would grant you, according down from the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That is, that new creation you and I have become through faith in Jesus Christ, that is the power of the gospel. Those who are being influenced and even newly created. New creations in Christ Jesus. In the 20th verse, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, down from the power that works in us. How great thou art. How great thou art. It's used another seven times, this same word, in the Ephesian letter. And it always speaks down from our God. Which he purposed. Church, people of God, people that belong to, people that are possessed by, people that are influenced, come under the influence of God's Word. This is what this Ephesian letter is all about. I want to begin to read in the 8th verse of the 2nd chapter. By grace are ye saved, by unmerited favor. That is, not a damn thing you did caused your salvation. By grace are you saved. Through faith, that is acting on the promises, that is action based upon belief, sustained by confidence. That's faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Selah. For we, the church, are His workmanship, that is God's, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God in Christ has provided the good works which God hath before prepared that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember, that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand, those who were outside the influence of the law, called Gentiles by those who had the law but never could keep it, because God never purposed that the law could be kept personally, perpetually, and perfectly by any, because the promise is that anyone who did would live forever. We have no record of that individual in the history of mankind. God proving the devil wrong, wherein he said, when ye have the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall be like God. That's the purpose of the law. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, Paul's speaking to the church, whether they be Gentile or Jew. He's speaking to the church. Keep the context. But now in Christ, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. By what he offered, which was his life. For he is our peace. Irene. That's the place we're set together again with God, who, speaking of Christ, who hath made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. What was the enmity? The law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself of twain, of each of the two, one new man, set together again with God. One new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity. What did he slay? The law. King James says, slain the enmity thereby. It offers an alternative. In the margin it says, slain the enmity in himself. And came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. That's a key word here. Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Groweth. When a seed is planted in the ground, it's not like Jack and the Beanstalk that instantly rises up to the height of heaven. Paul tells us here in the operation of God that we grow. It's not an instant happening, yet paradoxically at the same time. To those chosen by God, simultaneously, we are, Paul had said previously, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, but it's also a process, and we grow unto a holy temple in the Lord. Not only in the Lord, but we grow through this, or in this house, a temple. That is a place where God dwells. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God gives us His Holy Spirit. God gives us His Holy Spirit. As we continue on in the third chapter, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you word. Folks, I'm not here this morning in mine own power. But by the Spirit of God, which He has given to tell you all of the good speaking God and the God of all comfort. This word, it says, if you've heard of the dispensation, the word in the Greek is oikonomi, and it means stewardship. This is a job that Paul has given. This is a job that everyone who stands preaching. This is the job that they've been given, and they have been given it to you word. And trust me, folks, that which I speak first to myself. And also with the hope that by God's grace, you also would receive it. How that by revelation, He made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, we don't have that which Paul wrote afore. We can have an understanding through his testimony in Galatians that after he was confronted by Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus and blinded and sent to a street, and a man was sent to him, and he healed his blind eyes were healed, that Paul spent 3.5 years, I believe, in those 3.5 years, God taught Paul, one who was schooled at the feet of Gamaliel, the greatest Jewish teacher at the time, who was taught and had an understanding in every aspect of the law, but not having the Spirit yet. But God took that which He did have and used Paul as the greatest teacher that the church of Jesus Christ has ever had. How that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed, that is apokaluptetai, that is the lid has been taken off about what God is doing. It's no longer a mystery. As it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers now of His promise in Christ by the gospel, that is the righteous by faith shall live, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, whereof I was made minister down from the gift of the grace of God unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. I tell you that as this operation of God in the gospel begins to manifest itself, and as we grow in the Spirit, we understand or have an understanding of truly how far we are removed from God, except for the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And we all can repeat in earnest Paul's statements, less than the least. The phrase in the Greek is the lowest of the low. Of all those committed to God, is this unmerited favor given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see? King James adds men. No, this says, and to make all, that is, human beings as well as the angels of God, as well as the fallen angels of God, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What is the koinonia of the mystery? As God began to reveal himself through his word unto men, also to angels, those in heaven and those not. As this began, they looked on, not knowing what it was. But now Paul says, and to make all see what is the joint participation of the ministry, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by or in Christ Jesus, or in Jesus Christ. God hid these things. Why? Because to the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, just let you know, they didn't know what the whole mystery of was. To principalities and powers. Last week we spoke of the armor of God in the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Because Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. to the intent that now, under principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church, that is, those who are possessed, those who are a possession of God, who before the foundations of the world placed us in Christ, might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. According to, that is, down from the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom? Jesus, in whom? The place, in Jesus Christ our Lord, we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. We have boldness. The word is parousia, freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech, open, frankly, without concealment, without ambiguity, without the use of figures or comparisons, free and fearless, confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, assurance. We, in Christ, we have boldness and access. Prosagoga is the Greek. And it means the act of bringing to, of moving to. In Christ, we are being brought to. In Christ, we are moving in to this one body by one Spirit. There's a further note in the concordance. Moving to where? To God. That the relationship with God, whereby we are acceptable to Him. Listen to this. Whereby we are acceptable to Him. How traditions make void the word of God when they come and say, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? No. No. The mystery. Hidden. Throughout the ages, which is to be made known by the church, is that we, through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, are made acceptable to God. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence. The Greek word, pepoithesis, theses. You don't need to know how to pronounce it. You need to know what it means. It means trust, reliance. As you I act on the promises of God, we, through His Spirit, become more confident that we know that we can go to Him with anything, and that His promise is. He shall be with us always. This word comes from the word paetho, and it means to persuade, to induce one by words to faith. We are induced by the good speaking God who gives us his word. It means to become persuaded of a thing concerning a person. Concerning, we are persuaded that God is able to do all that he has promised. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Who's the him? Jesus Christ. In whom are, according to the eternal purpose which he, that is God, purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom, that is, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we have boldness and access and confidence by the faith of him. I searched maybe 20, 25 different modern translations, and virtually every one says, by faith or belief in him. I hate the preaching done by some who would suggest that if you're using anything other than, you know, the King James translation, you're reading the devil's work. But in this, I would tell you that the modern translations truly have, in this, truly have perverted the Word of God. It's not to say they're works of the devil. It's not to say if you read them you're going to hell like these fool King James only people say. But I'm a teacher. And that, by the grace of God, and I'm not going to pervert God's word in now all of a sudden having spent these three chapters almost, Paul speaking of God, now, they're going to change all this that God purposed, that God started, that God will finish. I'm not going to change it to the point where now all of a sudden I'm the subject. You know, my faith in God, it's not the faith of Daniel that got him out of the lion's den. It is the faith in the great God who has called us into himself. Jesus said, if he had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, God, folks, is looking for those who will trust him. But I tell you unequivocally, as it says in Romans 3:22, perverted by many modern translations also, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. It's not what we give to God, it is what God, in his grace, in his purpose, in his will, has given to us, even the faith of him that is Jesus. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. You know, Paul's not telling that he's not showing himself off with great success in this life as though that were a blessing of God. In fact, the opposite is the truth. He's a prisoner. He's in trouble. He's having trouble. He's daily confronting circumstance, which would suggest he was not in the will of God if earthly circumstance had such influence. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom, remember, this message is to the church, those who before the foundations of the world God chose for himself in Christ Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to, that is, down from the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We are free in Christ, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How does Christ come into you? By faith. How are you put in Christ? By faith. Romans 1 says, from faith to faith. Where our faith might fall a little short, if we continue in our little faith, God adds the faith of Jesus Christ, that which God had purposed, that we be found in Christ, might manifest itself, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and also, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 that now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, unto him, that is, to God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to, that is, down from the power that works in us, unto Him glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, folks, I've read ahead in the book. And that which we call the world is going to end. God says He's going to fold it up like an old garment and put it away. It's not talking about this globe. It's not talking even about this universe. It's talking, it says in the Greek, aeon, aeon. That is, without time, without time, we are part of something beyond all that we could ask or think. Beyond time. Amen. No doubt you can only say this amen. Through that which God has purposed in His goodwill for you, that you be found in Christ. Beyond time. This is the Word. These are the words of the good speaking God. More and more, as we continue at the God School, I want to hear from you. Send me a comment. Send me a comment. I'm not looking to email blast commentators or people who make comment here on the website. I want to hear. There are others who listen who do not respond in any way, shape, or form. I'm not asking you to give up your church. I'm not asking you to even give money to this ministry. But if it be that you have heard the word of God by this messenger, the least you could do is let me know how the message from the stewardship that God has given me to you, Word. I'm not delivering anything new. I'm rediscovering along with you the old message whereby we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Jesus Christ. What does that declare? It says Jesus was a father. If you want to imitate Christ, you don't need to go around working miracles, healing blind eyes, healing the sick, pulling gold out of a fish's mouth to pay taxes. Here's the invitation that you have no doubt in the words of our good speaking God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the God School for this morning.